So download 720 WGN. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. As we speak, the lawmakers in Springfield have started debate on a new budget. Wait, let me back that up. A budget, it's an agreement on how much money the state can spend in any given year. I know, it's an old world term. The Senate leaders in both parties have worked behind the scenes and out of sight to compromise to get a spending plan approved, and it looks like it will pass the Senate tonight or tomorrow. Right now, we're looking at social service cuts and some pension payouts and revenue from the famed Madigan income tax hike. The House could take up the budget and pass it tomorrow before the session deadline, which is midnight. This could make the governor and his challenger both look good and bad at the same time, just in time for the billionaires to just pay more money for new ads to claim victory with hard hats and Harley jackets. No word on whether or not this is a done deal, though. We'll update you throughout the show. But wow, actually honoring the end of the May deadline? What have you done with my dysfunctional government? Could you keep it there for a while? Wow. Although there are still about 29 hours to go, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. A lot could change. Summit City Council are questioning police tactics over Memorial Day weekend when dealing with the buck wilding by groups of teens invading the Mag Mile. This was a huge deal last weekend. We talked about it last night. But the issue at hand is not how the police handled the crowds. It's how they corralled the teens to the train stations and forced them on CTA trains that ran express to the south side. I mean, kids got a free ride. But it does seem weird that cops forced kids to ride the rails literally out of town. I don't know. But you know what? It's also kind of fun. It's the red line as crime prevention. Wow. Huh. I guess I don't mind it. I get the civil liberties part of it, but I also get that these kids were not just looking at hoodies at Topshop, right? Maybe getting a wow bow. Just a nice ginger tea. No, they were wilding. Wilding. I love that term. Wilding. Seems like a really lazy new word. Those kids are wild. And you know what? They were just, they were wild in. I don't know. Seems dumb. Cook County Commissioner Bridget Gaynor is once again under investigation. The commissioner and her family have racked up a ton of parking tickets over the last couple of years and then paid for them. That's it. That's the story. She got tickets and then she paid for them. Dun, dun, dun. Gaynor's been rumored to be interested in a run for mayor. And in that time, she's been mulling it. She's been investigated for also being absent at board meetings and now getting too many parking tickets. The cynic in me wants to know if this is just roll up the sleeves, nose to the grindstone reporting, or if possibly they're working off tips. Anonymous tips from anonymous tipsters with nine fingers. I don't know. It just sounds weird. So she gets a lot of tickets. I don't know. But maybe that means she'd get the scofflaw vote. Like my old college roommate. He'd totally vote for her.
Oh, man. She gets tickets, too? That's crazy. I'm going to vote for her. Tomorrow.
So I wouldn't count on them showing up at the polls, Bridget. In weather, heavy rain expected tonight as the remnants of Alberto hit town. And with that, flooding in the Chicago area will pay attention to it. Then it's supposed to get to up to 90 plus tomorrow. Come on. So you know that flood water is going to be all warm and sticky. Oof. Ugh. Gross. In sports, the White Sox lost the final game of the set against the Indians, getting blown out 9-1. They were swept out of Cleveland. Not a good showing by the Sox in this series. Ronaldo Lopez didn't pitch well today at all. But it was six innings of Kluber, one of the best in baseball. But the Indians, they're the cream of the AL Central, and this series was to gauge where we were. A gauge may be broken. The Cubs continue to roll with two big wins over the Pirates. They look to sweep tonight in Pittsburgh. Also, will this be the game where the Buccos go ahead and plunk? I did this before. It's not pluck, it's plunk. Anthony Rizzo? Did they plunk him yet? We don't know. I'd plunk him. They didn't do it yesterday, and he hit a home run and a double. Changed the course of the game. He's so close to the plate. Update on Yu Darvish. MRI reveals no structural damage, so that's good. Just shelve him till August. Act like he's a trade deadline acquisition, right? Also, Carl Edwards Jr., no relation to the fast food place, on the 10-day DL with arm trouble. NBA, you know, mock drafts have the Bulls taking Michael Porter Jr. with their pick out of Missouri. The phenom had back surgery, missed his freshman year, then came out into the NBA draft. You can do that? Anyway, dude's kind of the best option in the NBA draft because of his health concerns. He might be the best available for when the Bulls draft. That's what I mean. So the Bulls will probably skip him and go with a Kukoc-type player instead. Or you know what? They'll probably take him because he seems like that's what the front office loves. Mysterious off-season surgeries. And we're really into that. Well, he's great. I mean, he's got 62 hairline fractures, but when healthy, the NBA finals start tomorrow. Boring. Let's talk more about mock drafts. Speaking of mock drafts, the offseason football speculators have taken over cable TV, and I saw ESPN do a graphic that suggested what new teams will be fighting for a playoff spot, and it did not include the Bears. But then they suggested teams that would be in the mix for the top pick in the draft, and they did not include the Bears. How about that? So we're right in the middle. Solid C+. The rebuild is complete. All right. NHL news, Vegas Knights tonight, Washington Capitals, game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final. And finally tonight, Alderman Proko Joe Moreno wants to bring a citywide shared scooter program to town. The bike share is working, so why not electric scooter share? I love it. Your monthly membership would give you access to the scooter, possibly a helmet, and of course, homemade cutoff jeans and handlebar mustache wax. And not the Daisy Duke kind of cutoff jean shorts. We're talking long leg cutoffs. Classic hipster right there. That's the only way you can ride the scooter is with the hipster leg. It's carry out from May 30th, 2018. One more day till June, or as I like to call it, popsicle season. All popsicles, $5. They're artisanal. Deal with it. All right, coming up, A.D. Quigg and Heather Sharone will join us from the Daily Line. We'll talk about all things politics, what's happening in Springfield right now. Also talk about CTU versus CPS. And, of course, Wildin. It's Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.